Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. We're in the 4th chapter of Ephesians. Paul says he's a prisoner of the Lord and encourages us. He encourages us to walk worthy of the calling with which we're called. When I started Ephesians, I told you I've always remembered the easy way to remember Ephesians' theme is the 2-4-6 sit, walk, stand method. It was something I invented. In the 2nd chapter, the apostle tells us that we sit together with him in heavenly places. In the 4th chapter, we're told to walk worthy of the calling. And in the 6th chapter, we're going to be told to stand fast whenever we're in spiritual warfare. So I call that sit, walk, stand. And it's backwards from the way it seems it should be. It seems like you stand up to the devil, then you sit down and rest. Or I'm sorry, you stand up to the devil, then you take off walking, and then finally you get to sit down when you get home. But Paul kind of goes backwards with it. And really, maybe Paul's version of backwards is more proper. If you'll learn to sit with the Lord in heavenly places, walking worthy of the call won't be so difficult, and then taking a stand against the tricks of the devil will be quite easy. So when we arrive in the 4th chapter, we've already have the base of knowing who we are in Christ, and we're sitting in heavenly places. The mystery's been revealed to us. And now the theme of the 4th chapter, the first 6 verses, is to walk in unity, and then we'll be introduced to spiritual gifts. And the gifts come out of a place of unity. The gifts don't bring unity. The gifts come because of unity. And so the walking worthy of which we are called is Paul's challenge to believers that they walk up to the standard that they're called, walk worthy of what they're called. It's sort of like this. I don't expect or demand something out of my kids because they're believers or their dad's who their dad is or any of that stuff. I mean, I don't expect it from them in order to get my love. Let's say it that way. However, I do want them to walk worthy of the heritage that they have. It's a heritage of believing on Christ and trusting in His name. It's a heritage of faith. I want them to walk worthy to that heritage. I don't want them to be burdened down by the heritage. And I think that's what Paul's saying to the Ephesians is, you know, there's such a great and high vocation which you're called. And out of that, the knowledge of that high vocation and calling should come a certain level of expectation in your day-to-day walk. I had a young man ask me recently in a meeting I was doing, he said, I don't think my sin affects my righteousness. He said, but I am righteous and I don't have a problem with that, but I don't want to fail anymore. And he said, I'm sick of failing. And we were with someone else who kind of jumped in and tried to get him to not concentrate on his failure. And I stepped in and said, you know, I think I know what he means. I don't think it has anything to do with wanting to, with judging our righteousness based on the fact that we just failed, but it does have to do with being sick of failing. And the reason I'm sick of failing is not because I think I'm going to go to hell. I'm past that. But because I want to walk worthy of my name. When I would leave the house as a teenager, my dad would say, son, remember who you are and who you represent. I didn't really get it at the time or care, to be honest. But now I know what he meant, and I say it to my kids. Maybe not in the same lingo, but remember who you are inside when you get out there tonight. So every believer would put that equipment in their heart. Not, I got to walk worthy or I'm going to go to hell, but I want to walk worthy of the good things God has done in my life. And just let the fruit of the Spirit, the power that works in you, start to come out. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.